future that optimists prefer. Laura Seidel, NPR News, Austin, Texas.
This is NPR News.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. U.S. oil prices fell to a new six-year low today. Late Tuesday, the American Petroleum Institute, an industry group, reported that U.S. crude stockpiles rose by a massive 10.5 million barrels last week. Meanwhile, the Organization for Economic Cooperation says that it is nudging up its forecast for global economic growth this year amid low interest rates, inflation, and oil prices in some major countries. The OECD says that loose monetary policy has helped underpin growth, but warns a total reliance on that tool could strain the financial system. The Paris-based organization now expects 4% annual growth in overall gross domestic product, up 0.1 percentage point from its last forecast in November. Kraft Foods is recalling about 6.5 million boxes of original flavor Kraft macaroni and cheese because some of the boxes contain small pieces of metal. The boxes have best when used by dates ranging from September 18, 2015 through October 11, 2015 and are marked with the code C2. The recall covers 7.25 ounce boxes that were sold individually and in packs of 3, 4, and 5. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 17,677, is down 100 points. The NASDAQ 4351 is down almost 19. And the S&P 500 is 2,057. It's down 8.5 points.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Whether it's quickly approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management provides retirement solutions tailored to one's specific needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Joining us now with agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. Another beautiful day across the Midwest. Temperatures are above average, running mostly in the upper 20s and 30s across a big part of the region. We have mostly fair skies in the majority of the area. There's a few clouds around, I suppose, from parts of northern Indiana back into parts of Iowa and Minnesota. There's a little warm front beginning to form in those areas. It's also raining a little bit across portions of Kansas and Oklahoma and southwestern Kansas. That's not in the Midwest, obviously, but that is our source region for weather throughout the day today and overnight tonight. There will be some showers that will develop across the region from Missouri into the Ohio River Basin. Most of the precipitation is not expected to be heavy, but it will be with us during that period of time. And most likely we'll see upwards to 1/4 inch of moisture result. Some of the precipitation will dissipate overnight, and some of it will stay with us during the day tomorrow. Another shot of energy will come from the southern plains into the Midwest as we move deeper into the afternoon tomorrow and on into Friday morning. This disturbance will likely produce just a trace upwards to maybe another 1/4 inch of moisture. There might be one or two counties out there that could end up with between 2/10 and maybe around 4/10 inch of moisture, but that will be quite rare. The system will be a little further north than today's precipitation event, so some areas in central Illinois up into northern parts of Ohio may also get a little bit of shower activity during that late Thursday, early Friday event. After that, a cool front will cut down across the northern two-thirds of the Midwest as we go from Friday into Saturday. The frontal boundary is going to come across the region with very little moisture to work with, so there might be some snow showers across parts of northern Michigan and northern Wisconsin, but most other areas in the Midwest will be free and clear of significant precipitation as this event moves southward. The temperatures will get a little bit nippy, though. We'll look for some temperatures that falling back into the teens and 20s across the Great Lakes region and upper parts of the Midwest as the cold air settles in during the latter part of the weekend. We'll expect to see low temperatures until then, a lot more seasonal. We'll expect to see high temperatures across the Midwest today, staying fairly mild. A lot of 40 and 50 degree readings expected, and the same will be true for tomorrow and for the most part on Friday. Now, on Friday afternoon, we will see just a little bit more warmth evolve as we get out towards the, in the western Corn Belt in particular, from South Dakota down into Kansas and Missouri. We may see some temperatures getting up into the 60s and lower 70s once again. And that heat will work its way eastward into the Ohio River Valley on Saturday, but that cold air mass I mentioned before will work its way southward from the Great Lakes region and parts of the Northern Plains and will bring cooler bias conditions back into the lower parts of the Midwest as we get into Sunday and Monday. We do expect to see highs only in the 30s and 40s in the north and 40s in the few lower 50s in the south during those cooler bias days. Down in South America, the conditions are unchanged today. It's still raining an awful lot in parts of Sao Paulo and southern Minas Gerais, as well as Goiás, and those areas will continue seeing quite a bit of rain as we move forward through the next next 5 to 7 days. The majority of the Argentina crop country will likely experience a good drying bias for a while. It did rain heavily last night in parts of the southwest corner of Argentina, but that's not likely to prevail across the rest of the region. We're actually going to see net drying conditions for several days, and another chance for rain will develop in Argentina during midweek next week. Overall, South America weather still looks generally good, except for a little bit of rain delay in parts of central Brazil. This is Drew Lerner, for meteorologist with World Weather Incorporated.
Support for this agricultural weather forecast on WILL comes from the Friends of WILL. Thank you. And from Busey, with more than 145 years of strength and service in our communities. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 545 and three quarters, up 3. July is up 2 3/4. Soft May wheat is 506, up 2.5. The July is up 2 3/4. May corn, 371 1/4, up 1/4. July, 379 1/4, up 1/4. December, 396 1/2, down 1/4. July is 16, 419 1/2, up 1 1/4. May beans, 956 1/2, up 2. July, 961 1/2, up 2. November, 942 1/2, up 2 1/2. May soybean meal, 318.40, up 90. May soybean oil, 30.26, up 22. April live cattle, 154.22 1/2, up 65. May feeders, 211.57 1/2. They are unchanged on the day, and so is April lean hogs at 61.77 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities. He is over in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Pressuring the market potentially today is the Fed board message coming out at 1:15, what they do with the interest rates and whether or not the U.S. dollar continues its rise and breaks the 100 level. Also oil, and oil is hovering down near its lows for the move. Well, yeah, what do you think about those outside factors?
Sure, it's amazing. They're watching the minutes for today's meeting in the comments for just a word or two change makes all the difference in the world. But in the broad scheme of things, I think it's going to be more an attitude shift than a fundamental shift. As far as the dollar is concerned, you know, we've breached that 100 level. It got prospects for going higher, and as most people are starting to comment, it is starting to impact our export market just a little bit.
And we have to begin to wonder whether or not the technicals that we're seeing in the marketplace, which are now at key resistance points, hold or not.
Yeah, I think it may hold short term, but longer term, we're probably destined to go higher in the dollar. The impact on commodities, as we've said in the past, don't assume it's going to be a tremendous impact, but it does curtail a little bit of the enthusiasm at times. Flipping back and looking at some of the technicals in our grains, you know, we've kind of had the corn and the soybeans on the defensive for the last several days, getting oversold, probably looking for them to bounce just a little bit. Trying to get maybe a little off the lows and start anticipating the numbers at the end of the month.
I think we probably have now put 390 corn on December in play, haven't we?
Yes, we have. I think realistically we've had to pull below $4, and I think realistically it's probably not destined to stay here. What we talked about in our morning meeting here at the office was how much risk premium is present in our new crop corn and bean prices.
Mm-hmm.
Corn in particular, something we visited in the past, does not have a whole lot of risk premium here. It's below cost of production for a lot of producers now.
And in the beans, 925 in play.
Yeah, 925 is in play. I don't think we'll probably see that one until we see the numbers at the end of the month, if that early. We really probably have some end-user pricing that's coming in right now as far as the crush is concerned. Exports have not tapered off as bad as we might have thought. So realistically, the demand side of the equation is still standing true. We'll wait and see if the South America starts to undercut us. So far, they have not been a real big presence in the export front.
Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities over in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick. May corn, 371.5, up a half. July, 379.25, up a quarter. December, 396.75, unchanged. May beans, 951.25, up 1.75. July, 961.5, up 2. November, 942, up 2. May soybean meal, 318.50, up a dollar. May soybean oil, 30.24, up 20. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.